Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, getting set for game 112 of the season between the Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. It's time for today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard. I'm Javik Blake, and as always on Fridays, we're joined by the manager, Mike Guerrero. Skip, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Javik. Appreciate it, man.
How much fun has this week been? The offense has been playing well, the pitching staff has been incredible, and you guys roll into today with four straight wins.
Everything is actually clicking together, and you know, it's just and get you in a to gain momentum as you play these games, and we're able to be fundamentally sound on the field, on the mound, and home, and offensively.
How fun is that to see too from such a young team? It seems like everybody on the team's performing at a high clip, whether it's the lineup that's the youngest in AA or some of the young pitchers who have been terrific.
Well, you know, like I said, that's our main goal, is being fundamentally sound and you know, with the ability and the age, the quickest we can being able to acquire that with experience, the guys are gonna be really competitive, and us in time will make it move along a lot quicker to the goal that is to the big leagues. I think it's really it's a good feeling. It's, you know, like I said, that gives us a good momentum that just to continue what we're doing, and is reflecting on the field on a daily basis.
Well, talking about reflecting on the field, Jacob Mizrowski on Tuesday starts the series opener, goes six innings, strikes out 12. How gratifying was that to see from in his fifth AA start?
Well, obviously he has incredible talent and an incredible arm, and you know, his mindset and his tool set is equipped to do that in on a consistent basis. It's gratifying after a couple start that at times been struggle. I think it's, you know, give you a good feeling, and actually you can see when he can control and control the strike zone, what he's capable of doing.
How cool is it, too, to see from a young guy like Mizrowski, to see that confidence build start after start after start?
Well, like I said, we've more gratifying than anything else, that you are in the right path. It's just a confirmation that what we're doing is working, is effective, and we just continue on the path that and continue to be positive with the achievement that, you know, actually tell us that we just need to continue doing what we're doing, that so he can be consistent on that path.
How about Tobias Myers last night too? Seven innings, nine strikeouts, his longest outing since 2018. How much fun was that to see from the dugout?
Well, that's that, you know, we were looking forward to it. We know what Tobias can do, and what he's able to do that in every outing, everyday basis for him, that he takes the mound. I think it's really, it's a confirmation that he's in a good path right now. The execution as the game went along got better, and you know, we're really happy to see.
You made that mound meeting with two outs in the seventh inning. What was the message to Tobias?
Can you do it? Can you handle it? Show me. So he wanted it, and then I'll say, okay, you got it. Let's go.
Wes Clark as well is another guy who's really been hot since the All-Star break. Hit a home run, 115 off the bat. The Brewers Player Development account tweeted it today. That is the hardest hit ball by anybody in the Brewers organization this year. How impressive is it to see from West really explode here in the second half?
Well, I'm really happy for him that, you know, having success with the long ball. I think we as an organization believe that he has the ability to do that in a daily basis. You know, once he can find that consistency, I think he's fun to see. I think he's give you actually, you know, it grows your mentality that he can hit a homer anytime that he goes to the plate. So I think his mentality just needs to just make contact, and you know, your strength is just gonna take care of it. It's actually I feel really happy for him that he's able to do that, and you know, one of the longest home runs I've seen in 40 years.
That's saying something right there. I think it ended up 460. It broke the Hawkeye. The dashboard was reading like 350, even though it went 460. Quite an impressive shot.
The only person that I have seen hit the ball as far as he did was Keston Hira, right here on this ballpark.
That's saying something.
Yeah.
Well, Skip, thanks so much as always.
All right, man. Thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview presented by the Mississippi Army National Guard.